40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah, at aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil Advocates Radio Show, the Good Friday edition. We're airing the grievances up in here, Dom. Lots of people are going to have a grievance with you blaspheming the Son of God and all on Good Friday.
Oh, Good Friday.
You know, we will take your blasphemous Jesus jokes. Keep them clean, though, FCC. I do fear, though, if Jesus heard it was the greatest radio show ever, he could be listening today.
Oh, if Jesus exists, I'm sure he'd love the show.
I would hope he appreciates your, let's call it, gallows humor.
Come on, man, long hair,
stigmata humor.
Man. You know, Jesus was my man. I mean, I appreciate the sentiment. You know, hanging out with the downtrodden and the partiers and the whores. You know what I'm saying, man? I mean, I don't understand how all these, you know, Christians are also worshipfulness of, you know, the non-blue-eyed, non-blonde-haired Jesus from the Middle East.
You know, I have a grievance on behalf of the U.S. Supreme Court, but we got lots of people lined up to talk trash to you, I suspect. At 844-967-2789, including a guy I just saw out in the parking lot. He's got his own show right here on the Civic Media Network on WMDX in Madison. Mad Radio's own Pizza Box Mike outside the Pizza Box. I understand, Michael, you've got a Jesus joke that can top beer Jesus here.
All right, what do you got, Mike?
Well, actually, I'm a recovered Catholic, but it's more like a Jesus facts that I like to share with people. And I'm pretty sure that most people are unaware that he was a world-class gymnast.
I was unaware.
Yeah, he could really nail the landing.
Oh, terrible.
Ba-boom, boom.
So anyhow, yeah, I've got, you know, Jesus was cool, man. He'd be laughing too, man, especially if he's smoking the same stuff I got. But anyway, I would like to make a comment to these Republicans and their indoctrination stuff. Anybody voting Republican has been indoctrinated at this point. I mean, to fascism and racism, and they still... I mean, they're doing it blatantly out in public, right? Tennessee, everywhere, which I refer to now as Tennessee.
Oh, I know. Terrible, man.
That's only fair if you refer to our home state as Mississippi. Don't forget, Outside the Pizza Box, airing right here on WMDX, Mad Radio out of Madison. Listen on the Civic Media stream. The rantings and ravings and occasional humorous stylings of Pizza Box Mike Outside the Pizza Box. 7 o'clock Central. Make a note of it.
Man, you know, I got my son's studio, my Tennessee t-shirt on when I went down to Memphis with Steph a few years ago. I mean, Tennessee's got it going. I mean, I like Memphis. I haven't really hung out what's the capital?
Nashville?
Nashville or anything. I haven't really hung out there, but Memphis is cool. People were cool. I mean, what a shame going on right now in this country.
You know, I've got a Trumpster DNA daddy, right? We met him on the air a couple years ago during the pandemic. Never knew he existed. Wife got me a DNA and DNA Ancestry.com, whatever. 23andMe, I forget, Ancestry. And so I met Chuck, and Chuck has moved the wagons and the cattle, and they now live in the foothills of Tennessee, Dom. And when I was still driving the devil wagon, we went down there. My boys and I drove down 13 hours to Tennessee to go see this guy I barely knew, my DNA daddy. And Chuck wouldn't get in my otherwise very nice Jeep Grand Cherokee because it was wrapped in a devil radio wrap. So we all squeezed into he and his wife's truck. I got some big boys now. They're bigger now, but we all had to squeeze into his little truck because he didn't want to be seen sporting a devil wagon. God's country, because there's a freaking church on every corner in Tennessee. Every corner. That was my impression. And he didn't want to offend the locals.
Yeah, they don't pay property taxes. Crudy, before we get back to the calls at 844-967-2789, let's throw this one out. We're talking about grievances. We didn't get to this, and of course, kind of runs along with the day today. Time.com reporting, Texas lawmakers pushing to put the Ten Commandments in every classroom. One paragraph. House Bill SB 1515 specifies that a poster or framed copy of the Ten Commandments, at least 6 inches by 20 inches, should be visible conspicuously in every classroom. The bill, which was set to be discussed this week, also requires that public schools accept any donations of such Ten Commandment posters, and if the school has extra copies, they must donate them to other schools rather than discarding them.
Give you these 15... Ten Commandments.
Ten Commandments. Do you remember? For all to obey.
This has already run up the Supreme Court flagpole. The Oklahoma Capitol grounds, they had what? This 3-ton Ten Commandments tablet. And it was removed by order of the courts, if I recall, about 2015 timeframe. Also, didn't want to forget to tell you folks, you know, this cherry pie sort of Friday afternoon. Can't just be feeling good and forget. We're giving away some weekend Brewer tickets to tomorrow night, Saturday night's game. I got a pair for you, our fair audience. What's best Jesus joke? What do you think it should be?
I mean, that's your call, man. But you got to, this is a Milwaukee game. You got to be able to get to Milwaukee. And if you take them, you got to use them. We'll know.
You better use them. We will know because they're electronic tickets. All we have to do is send them to you via email. So no trouble. You don't have to show up at the station to get the tickets. But you do have to listen to the Brewers all season on WISS, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, Oshkosh Air Support, News Talk Brewers, or if you're in southwestern Wisconsin, please listen to the Brewers on WRCE AM and FM. That's 1450 AM and 107.7 FM, our Brewers flagships in Oshkosh and Richland Center. And we got a pair of good seats. My understanding, I've heard back from the crew now. And one of the people that utilize these seats, and you can only win them once per month, calendar month, Gary. Gary from Sussex, you already won your April tickets, but welcome back, man. How were the seats?
Hey, Gary.
Hi, guys. It was great. My wife had no idea what radio station I got them from or who was going to be there. So I kept my mouth shut. So when we got there, there were some of the people that were there. Brian was there and Luke. And I walked in, and they all recognized me. My wife said, "Who are these people?" I said, "Oh, did they tell you I got them from the Devil's Advocate?" So she just like, oh my gosh. So, you know, she's kind of quiet, okay? But
no, I saw a lovely picture of you and your wife sitting, you know, sort of standing before the field. Someone from the crew must have taken your photo. Gary, the first opening day, so you claimed, of your 72-year life, and you got to take 71. The missus with, and they were good seats, Gary, and they were given to you by the devil. Plural.
They were wonderful seats. I just want your listeners to know these are not cheap little bench seats out in whatever, out in left field. You had to prove before they even let you up onto that floor.
Crudy knows some people, Gary. Come on, man. I'm not gonna stick my listeners in the bleachers, au contraire, behind home plate.
Yeah, it's a good life now, Gary, man. He made me stay at the circus.
I made my kids stand in the porta potty out in the parking lot.
I told my wife that story. She thought you were terrible. She thought, what the heck? And I told her, I said, they had to sit in there at the end of the day when the toilets were full.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nasty.
So she got a real kick out of that one. She thought, oh, my gosh, she laughed.
Hey, Gary, real quick, little politics here on this Friday. Obviously, the election this week, Protasiewicz wins. What were your thoughts? Do you think there's any – what should the Republicans be thinking right now?
Well, this is what I thought. I was told by Republican strategists and stuff like that, pollsters, that it's going to be close. It wasn't close. It was a...
You didn't listen to Crudy. I'd have told you it wasn't going to be close, Gary.
I know. But the thing is, I believe that there was a lot of Republican women that just crossed over because of the abortion thing.
Maybe.
And whatever. But the question... You know,
Gary, let me take you in a different direction. I know you're a Christian guy. I know you profess your Christianity, and I believe you. I believe it. I don't care what anyone else feels or thinks Crudy should believe. I believe it. I know you're a man of faith, Gary. And if you're pro-life, but it is such a political loser for your party, and it's going to be an albatross, Gary, it's worse than Trump at this point. So you tell me, Gary, understanding that people, it's still supposed to be a democracy, we're still supposed to decide by a plurality of the vote how people are represented, and the majority of people don't hold your religious convictions, or they hold them for themselves but don't impose them upon others. Gary, could you see politically trying to find some common ground? You and I, two guys, two Christians, I'm a lefty, you're a righty. But women still have the right to choose, Gary. Your kids, my kids. How are we going to solve this problem so you guys could maybe win an election again someday?
Well, this is the thing. I will never change my views on abortion. I believe it's wrong. I believe that God created people. If you read in Jeremiah...
I believe all those same things, Gary. But that's...
I know that, but I knew you before you were born. I planned out every day of your life.
Well, then by that logic, Gary...
That I knew that you were in the womb. I'm just telling you.
But Gary, God also, that's part of God's plan too. By that same logic, that woman's choice is God's plan. But what you're doing is you're assuming our religion, and I share your faith, Gary, but I'm not here to presume it for another. I'm not going to impose it on another. I used to like how my libertarian buddy Dom would say, you know, basically my religion ends at the tip of my nose. When it starts getting into your face, then it's a problem, Gary, and that's the political problem Republicans have right now.
I can stand in front of God at the day of judgment and say I was there helping these babies. I got to face God, and I don't want...
Well, it might be you and Scott Walker, but you're never going to win another election if that's your attitude, my friend. We got to find some common ground and give women back their rights. More devils, more of your calls. Brewer ticket.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows around 32 overnight. Under overcast skies, winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 60. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 35 tomorrow night, mainly clear. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the mid-60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Taking some calls on this Friday, airing the grievances at 844-967-2789. Beard Jesus is just all right with me.
Dominic, do you see what these kids are doing to me over my shoulder here in the radio studios?
It's just too bright. The sun is messing with
this. I'm on University Avenue here in Madison. And you know me. I'm a man who indulges occasionally in differing things, like food.
And easily distracted, yes.
And easily distracted. I got Girl Scouts out here selling cookies, but they keep coming up and holding cookies up to the window like, come on, fat man, buy the cookies.
I know, man. They recognize a mark when they see
they
one.
They do. But I'm on a live radio show here, so I cannot buy the cookies
on the radio.
But can I say this? If you're driving home right now on the west side of Madison, I would strongly encourage you to go buy some cookies from these cute and industrious young brownies. They look brownie age, young girl, so cute, so beautiful. Go buy some cookies. They have been pushing the you-know-what out of the cookies, and I think they deserve a few sales. I will buy some at the appropriate time at 6 o'clock, Dom, and I will give away some damn good brewer tickets, courtesy of our flagship, WISS. What are we calling that? Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 1100, and Richland Center, WRCE. Sorry, man. Those are our Brewer stations. You got to go listen to the Brewer game on those stations at 710 if you live in those respective markets. The rest of you, stick around. We got more big show. And we'll give away some tickets for tomorrow. 6-something starting game. And the other point, Dom, I would make, sort of dovetailing Gary's call. I am a man of faith, and I've been to enough Bible studies, and I've got enough faithful friends. I will tell you this. The whole God card in their brains, in their minds, so often trumps everything else. Trumps logic, trumps any rational argument you're going to have. Because Gary can say, but I've got to stand before my God. I want to be judged by God.
Anybody.
I'm not going to be judged by logic or reason.
But anybody can say that. And I can say that my God believes in abortion and the rights for women. And the Jewish religion, to my understanding, believes that life begins at first breath. So, I mean, it does. See, that's the whole point. The thing about the faith and all that is everybody can come up with their own little concoction. And if you got you and a squirrel and two other people that, you know, show up at a park and think that, then all of a sudden now what? You're going to impose it on me? This is what I'm telling you. Just because more people believe something doesn't mean it should be imposed upon everybody else. Whatever you believe, there are more people in this world that don't believe it than do.
But you talk about the white Christian nationalism, this movement that's rising up, and I'm not suggesting Gary seems like a pretty peaceful guy. He did break bread with us one night, bought us fish. You do owe us, Gary.
A beer, yes, yes.
One
yes.
round, one drink each. Quid pro quo, buddy. But I fear when people wrap themselves in God, my God tells me this is the right choice.
Sure.
It's like a cloak of invisibility. It's like a cloak of, you can ignore all forms of humanity. Look at their support of Donald Trump because he was their vessel of God. And he put their righteous Supreme Court justices on the court and they overturned Roe v. Wade. And even politically, the consequence of that, it's coming home. These chickens are coming home to roost. They just came home on Tuesday night in the state of Wisconsin. 11 points in Wisconsin is like the biggest blowout I could ever recall. 200,000 vote margin of victory for a Supreme Court spring race.
Right.
Dude. It's like the vast majority of Wisconsinites standing up together and saying, restore the rights and restore democracy, because I can assume every person.
Does God work in
person,
mysterious ways? Is this are any of these faithful going to take this as a message, a sign from God that maybe they're wrong? Hey, is it a sign from God if we take a position that's politically unpopular and we get trounced in elections because we took away a right that women had for 50 years? That women, you know, you're talking about a women, a population, a gender that has been oppressed for thousands and thousands of years. You know what I'm saying? So all of a sudden, how is this not a sign from God? You know, come on, man. Yeah, that's why, because everyone can believe anything and call it faith. But you, if you can't prove it, you got to discount it. You know, it's like mathematics.
But you're using logic
on both sides. But no, I'm talking politics. If you have the same variable on both sides of the equation, you wipe it out. My belief of something else or my non-belief, you know, is the same as your belief and your non-belief. So those are canceled. Now we move on to the other issues.
I'm just trying to help you understand how the believers, the faithful, think, Tom. Because they're telling you.
I went to Catholic high school, man. What are you talking about? I totally understand. I 100% understand. And they can't do math because there's only one God, but then there's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It was a Catholic high school. And they couldn't explain that to me, so I no longer had to show up for class because I had questions they couldn't answer.
That's called trigonometry, Dom. 844-967-2789. Giving away some Brewer tickets between now and 6 o'clock for tomorrow night's game. Let Ebo know if you want the tickets so I don't have to spend a lot of time messing around with it on the air. Let's go to OG Claire. How you doing, sister?
Hey, Claire. Happy Friday.
Hi, Devils. Yeah.
God bless you, Claire. Happy Good Friday. I hope you have a blessed Easter weekend.
So say we all.
Oh, thank you, Brother Crude.
May the force be with you.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's also Passover.
I've heard that.
I was thinking when you were talking about Scott Walker, it reminded me of one of his biggest gaffes. I don't remember the exact occasion, but he was speaking with a group of Jewish people.
Well, he wrote it in a written form, Claire. Instead of Mazel Tov, he said Molotov. That was just the beginning of him blowing up his presidential campaign, if I recall, Claire.
Yes.
Claire, I love your laugh. I do hope you have a wonderful Easter. You know, my Aunt Lois, who wasn't really a blood aunt, but anyways, I used to go to her house occasionally on Easter. Aunt Lois would serve rabbit for Easter, and she would drink lots of Bailey's Irish Cream, you know, a lot.
Yeah.
And then she would laugh and laugh as she would tell the guest at Easter, that's the Easter bunny you're eating. Come back with us. Win some Brewer tickets. Join the Devil's Advocates in our frivolity. 844-96.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Good Friday edition, rolling through at the happier happy hour, spending it like a good heathen like you are, Dom. We're going to give away some Brewer tickets. You could be a believer or faithless and still win at 844-967-2789. But
I believe in Ronnie James Dio, man.
I know you do. I saw you throwing the horns. My only thing I'd ask you to consider, my friend, I can't make anything in life, but I'd ask you to consider. I know that you have this strongly held belief that there is no God. And I feel like you take as absolutist approach is sometimes I hear our Christian MAGA Republican friends when they absolutely believe something and you absolutely believe, and I believe that you believe logically there's no God. I know that you believe that, but there's no room for negotiation with that either, dude.
Well, but what are we negotiating? We're talking about political solutions to, you know, societal ills, right? Self-governance. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about, you know, the sun fell for 3 days and rose again like the actual sun does during the winter equinox and then seems to move in the sky again. You know what I'm saying? So just because someone holds a fervent belief, I don't raise that up as some sort of good thing.
I understand that. I've known you for a long time.
Listen, there's as much room as there is for the faithful to accept my ways, right? I mean, what I give is I'm a mirror in this regard, man. I mean, I got lots of family and friends that are religious people, and that's fine. And even religion as a journal, there's a lot of people that do really good things out there, and they do it in the name of their religion. Cool. A lot of people do really bad things and then blame it on religion. And a lot, you know, I think religion has been not a great thing for humanity. So there is a difference there. So while you said about the absolutism, yes, there is no God. Well, it's no more absolutist than you saying, yes, there is a God.
Well, maybe.
Is it? Is
let,
it?
Let me just do something like
but before you do, I'm going to make sure the end of whatever you're going to say answers that question.
Here's the maybe. Here's the splitting the infinitive that I proposed on between your absolutist belief that there is no God and perhaps
and your
Gary,
absolutist belief that
I
there is a God.
Don't have an absolutist belief. I have faith. There's a difference there. I can't prove it to you. And I'm a rational man. So if I can't prove something, it makes it hard to make a committed argument. But I have faith. And here's why. And I can just tell you, it's been my life, dude. I'm going to get to the phones in just a minute. And I know not everyone wants Brewer tickets. Some people want to talk, so we'll get to you. These are the conversations you're not supposed to have at the dinner table. You know, unless you're sneaking off for a little early fish fry on a Friday afternoon, then take us with. 844-967-2789. We'll get
happy
to our
recompense.
Our happy callers in just a minute. Dom, my wife's got a family member, distant cousin, some sort of cousin. She told me the woman died prematurely. I don't know all the facts. I suspect it's probably something to do with opioids.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry.
That is often the case, right? We're seeing this in our society. And I remember when I lost my mom, man, I was devastated. 12 years old. I'm still an angry guy. Sometimes, you know that. It has driven the whole rest of my life, this time incident. But somewhere along the line, life is always provided for me. Always. In need. You know, life gets me down and something picks me up. Something has been there for me. Some small little sign. Maybe it's not God. Maybe it's the ghost of my mom. I don't know, dude. In regards to my wife, I don't mean to tell the story on her. She's not working right now. I don't think she's looking for work right now. I'm not trying to, don't feel bad for us. We're doing okay. But she's living on a budget and she's trying to maintain a budget, you know, without taking on full-time work right now. And she wants to acknowledge the passing, these kids. This woman had children and they're young. And so she bought these kids stuffed animals with like hearts, you know, and said, she told me, she said, they're not going to know who I am. So I wrote from the angels. And she said, you know, and then I felt, you know, like I'm beating myself up for a minute. You know, like, oh, man, I don't have money to just be buying this stuff. I'm trying to live on a budget. And then she sorted her mail. And, you know, this is a whole different part of my wife's personality. She had like 4 checks in the mail. Like any fear she had of indulging some small thing for the benefit of these kids soon alleviated by little angels of checks in the mail. All different sources. Now, if she opened the mail more frequently, you know, had she known she had some checks in the mail, maybe it wouldn't have come off as such a coincidence. And I have no doubt these just feel like random coincidences in life. Sure. But we've always been blessed like that. And I can't tell you what that is. I can't tell you that feeling that someone's got my back. But I feel that way.
That's,
I hope it's
that's,
God.
That's okay, man. That's not. I have no criticism of that. That's a healthy, happy, you know, existence, man. I'm down with that. Love the love. But if you're going to use that experience and then mandate, you know, whatever you believe as a faith must be upon me as a non-believer, you know, that's where it becomes the problem. Man, I mean, I get it, man. Some people find money, you know, some people, you know, get a, you know, never smoke your life, get cancer. Some people, you know, smoke, never get cancer. You know, those kinds of, these things happen. If you're going to say it's otherworldly or it's interdimensional or it's a all-knowing, all-seeing God, you know, whatever, that's fine. And those kinds of things that you can't necessarily specifically prove that comes with a matter of faith.
Spirituality, Dom. Is there room for spirituality?
But fine, that's fine. But you can have it or not have it and have it in different degrees and believe in and prioritize different things. But if you're going to take that in and start making laws, and start mandating that I got to behave a certain way because of whatever thing you believe, that's where we now have an issue.
844-967-2789. If we don't take some callers, we're going to have an issue. Our pal, Jerry from Arizona. How you been, Jerry? Happy Good Friday. Jerry.
I have been fine, and I'm an atheist, and I don't believe in luck. Anyway, I personally believe, this is the first time I've ever said it, and thank goodness you can't trace who I am, or they'd be at my door shooting me, killing me, the God Patrol or Jesus Patrol. I believe Christians are criminals. They have become criminals.
What I think there are many people, Jerry, that act as criminals in God's name. I think they've always done that.
In any religion.
I think there are racists that act and justify with the Bible and differing things. But, Jerry, that by implication, am I a criminal, Jerry?
The village elders made it up thousands of years ago, and that's how it all started. Everybody was searching, asking their village elders, think thousands of years ago when you didn't even know.
I get all that, Jerry, but I've had tangible life experiences where I felt a presence where something has happened. That's not my luck, Jerry. You haven't been there. Maybe it's aliens for all I know, Jerry, but stuff has happened to me.
I told you, read Undeniable by Bill Nye, and he will prove that evolution is not a theory. It is scientific facts. So that means the Supreme Court and all these crazy Christians, these that they are criminals and they are spreading lies about. By the way, look up in your dictionary, Sadducee, Sadducee. Am I still on the air?
Yeah. Define it for me though, because I'm not sitting here with my dictionary.
Listen, I have to read this. It's only two. It's three lines.
Just do it.
Okay, a member of a Jewish sect or party of the time of Christ that denied the resurrection of the dead, the existence of spirits. It was a lie. What happened after Christ, Jesus supposedly died on the cross, and then the Marys put him in a cave, and then they moved the rock in the middle of the night. So how come there's Jewish that didn't believe it? How come they were all sleeping when he...
Well, Jerry, I'm not cutting you off other than the fact that we're six deep here on the phones and the chance that you may be going to hell.
I mean, come on, man. Is there Old Testament or New Testament? I'm so confused. I mean, you thou shalt not lay with the man, but God, we love the shrimp buffet. You know, are you kidding me? I mean, so what part of the Bible, I mean, if this is a holy book, then and you hold this up, you believe as the faithful that this is the truth, the Bible is truth?
I don't hold up the Bible as literal truth, and I don't hold it up as the word of God. It's written by man. What I do is leave...
Isn't that sacrilegious in many religions?
Well, maybe it is. But I leave room in my heart for other people's faith and belief and convictions. And I think when we are absolutists, be it you or Jerry in Arizona, no Brewer tickets for you in Arizona, Jerry. Yeah. Appreciate you calling, though, and listening.
What is it about a conviction that you'll give someone brevity for? I mean, I can have a conviction that I can fly. And I obviously can't fly, but if I truly believe it, you're going to give me some credit for
but
that?
But there's a large portion of our society that are guided by this faith, this community. And it's more than just
irrational belief.
Because what you're telling me, and you know I'm a fairly smart guy, Dom. I'm at least as smart as you. But what I would say is what you're doing is you're dismissing the intelligence of those of faith. You're saying that these dualities that complexity cannot exist.
While I certainly do think you can be a very smart person and be a faithful person, and I would disagree with that, doesn't take away from the other things that you might be smart about. When you start taking those things and putting them into the government, putting them into laws,
I don't disagree
and mandating,
with that.
But that's the only issue, man. I don't give a damn what anybody does to get through the night, knock yourself out, so long as you're with other consenting adults. You know what I'm saying? So I'm okay with that. If you want to smoke some weed, if you want to sacrifice a lamb, if you want to drink some beer, if you want to meditate, if you want to fast, knock yourself out. I don't believe any of it. And I'm not going to mandate that you believe what I believe. But don't number one, expect because you're a fervent believer in Crom or Thor or the Marvel movies that all of a sudden, come on, today's religion is tomorrow's mythology.
I've heard you say that before, but it's so true, man.
Leave
room in your heart for the faithful. That's all I'm asking.
I mean, the Romans and the Norse gods and the Far Eastern gods, and don't even get me going on. I mean, come on, man. All these religions, and this is the one. We got it figured out here. And we're not only
I don't have it figured out.
We're going to raise up those who claim to be the most faithful about it and allow them to influence legislation and regulation on the rest of us who don't believe it. That's my issue, man. You want to be in your bedroom, you want to be in your church, you want to knock yourself out, great. You bring it to the state house, you bring it to the legislature, and tell me that my daughter or my wife or somebody gets raped or whatever, that they can't have an abortion because of your God? How about you let, what makes you think that God wants you to influence that? If we're all going to stand before God, why would you get in the way of that?
Free will. But let's get to the phones. Because, you know, they're going to crucify our asses if we don't take some phone calls. And give away some Brewer tickets. 844-967-2789. Joanne, you'll be next. And I see some other friendly names and faces. I know what you look like, most of you. I've seen you at live events. Here's my only fear, Dom, is we slide into a holy weekend. Guilt by association. I'm going to hell because of my long-term friendship with you and much of the bad conduct. Even though Jesus forgives me, you know, just the bad choice, the associations I made. They could have wrecked my faithfulness.
That's the nice thing about you. All you got to do is say it once a week and you can do anything. Just look around. Come on, man. There are so many terrible examples.
You know when I'm most faithful? When I'm getting on an airplane.
Amen, brother.
I pray to all the gods then. I don't like flying. Come back. Your phone calls, frequent flyers, and others at 844-967-2789.
We're on a mission from God.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura-battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Next Tech Glass, your hometown experts for auto, residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. Please visit nexttechglass.com. That's nexttechglass.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 32. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, 60. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 35. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday and highs in the mid-60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We are not breathless, but we're taking your calls at 844-967-2789.
Tom, breaking news, CNN My Source, a federal judge has suspended approval of the medical abortion pill. Here is how it's being reported. CNN.com, My Source, a federal judge said he will suspend the FDA's two-decade-old approval of the medication abortion pill, but he's pausing his ruling for 7 days for the federal government to appeal. Isn't that grand? A seven-day stay. I saw that the governor of the state of Washington, Jay Inslee, bought 3 years' supply for every resident of the state of Washington. So this singular federal judge could not set medical decisions for an entire nation, which has just happened or will kick in a week from today. CNN says they're reviewing the 67-page ruling. Medical abortion or medication abortion now makes up the majority of abortions obtained in the U.S. It has become a key focus in the fallout from the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Driven by religion, I suspect, Dom. The lawsuit, well, that and taking power over women. The lawsuit against the FDA, filed by an anti-abortion doctor and medical associations, was seeking a preliminary injunction that would require the agency to withdraw or suspend its approval of the drug mifepristone, I hope I've said that right, the first drug in the medication abortion process. So effectively today, on a federal level, a singular Trump-appointed judge, my understanding, has rolled back. I believe he's a Trump appointee, has rolled back medical abortions. And that will kick in a week from today. Happy Good Friday. Who wants some Brewer tickets? Our flagship, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 in Oshkosh, and of course, WRCE 1450. 1077. Let's get to the phones. Joanne from Madison, you have been entirely patient. Thank you. What do you got for us?
Hi, Joanne.
Yeah, great show, guys. I'm not in it for the tickets, but I've got a joke from my sainted mother, who is the best joke teller in the world.
Lay it on us, Joanne.
All right, a homeless guy is standing out in front of a tavern, and the policeman walks by and says, "Sonny, what's your name? Do you have some ID? What's going on here?" And the homeless fellow says, the houseless fellow says, my name is Jesus Christ. And the policeman says, your name isn't Jesus Christ. Don't leave me on like this. And the homeless fellow says, I'll prove it to you. And so the homeless guy leads the policeman into the bar where the bartender looks up and says, Jesus Christ, are you back in here again? The way my mother is told it is funnier. So I'm looking forward to Pizza Guy tonight, the Pizza Box Man. So thanks very much for the wonderful show.
Thank you, Joanne. Pizza Box Mike coming on at 7 o'clock across the, well, here on WMDX out of Madison, 92.7. Find it on the Civic Media app. We do need a ticket winner, Hosshole from Sheboygan. How you doing, Michael? Hi to Annalise. Michael, would you go to the ball game tomorrow night and take your mom if we gave you good tickets?
I cannot. I'm so sorry.
All right, man. You got a joke or what do you got for us then? Because I'm moving on rapidly. I got to give some tickets away.
Stand in Dom's corner. He practices what others preach before he heads off to fascist Catholic Italy. Matthew 25, do unto others as you would like them to do unto you. Golden rule. Ten Commandments, yes, put it up on a two-story building, make it big enough so you can read number 9, thou shalt not bear false witness. None of that was on display the last couple of days in Tennessee, and none of that was on display on the campaigns against Mandela Barnes or against Janet Protasiewicz. So all I can say is you can't pick and choose the Jesus thing. And by the way, I did 4 church services today in 3 time zones. That and 2 passions from Mark and from Luke and Matthew, that went down real well until the last hour at Devil's Advocates. Guys, it's not even fishing season yet. That was like swallowing a walleye jig with a treble hook.
Ow. Ow.
It's a fish fry. Good Friday. Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate you, man.
844, sorry, Mike, I got to clear some lines. 844-967-2789 and give away some Brewer tickets. St. Louis coming to town. Got tickets for tomorrow night. Our pal Judy calling in from Racine. How you doing, Judy?
Hey, Judy,
would you go to the Brewer game tomorrow night if I gave you tickets?
No, I can't, no.
Oh, God. Bye, Judy. What do you want then? If it's not Brewer tickets, you must want something.
Hey, Judy, what's happening?
Just two things to talk about. One, a signal check, not a hear, nothing. I talked to you before about that.
Yeah, you did, Judy. Thanks for your call. I'm going to try to give away some Brewer tickets. 844-967-2789. I mentioned earlier, Judy, the engineer's going out this weekend. So if you hear the signal down this weekend, it's because the engineer is repairing it. Hopefully it's a one-trip fix. 844-967-2789. Bill, would you like Judy's Brewer tickets?
Hey, Bill.
I can't use them. Just move on. Hang up on me.
Bye, Bill.
Take, though, Bill. What else you got?
You're both right. You have good points. Yes.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you agreeing with us, but I do want to give away some Brewer tickets. Then we'll slow down. 844-967-2789. Cobb Bryan. Cobb, how you doing, man?
Is that Brian Cobb?
How you doing?
Good.
Yes, hey, Brian. It is. Got an Easter joke for you.
All right.
And yes, I can use the Brewer ticket.
It better be funny.
All right. What kind of jewelry does the Easter Bunny wear?
What kind of jewelry does the Easter Bunny wear?
Anything that's 14 carats.
Brian, hold tight. We'll consider that, but I'm going to try to do better. 844-967-2789. Doc, you're next. What do you got for us?
Hey, Doc.
Do you want to be considered for tickets, Doc? It's a binary question. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. You got a joke?
Oh, boy. I'm not a joke teller. I listen to jokes, but I don't tell them much.
Well, you better have a shrewd take, man. Lay it on us.
oh man, you're taxing me here.
Doc, we got to get you trained up on how to play this game. There is an expectation of the audience. You must play along to win tickets and to be super cool and friends of the Devil's Advocates. Let's see how Bill from Oconomowoc does. Bill, would you go to the game tomorrow night?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill, would you go to the game tomorrow night? Come on, Bill.
Come on.
I'm not taking CJ. Bob from Minneapolis. Bob, welcome. What do you got for us, man?
Hello, Bob.
Hi, guys. Can't use the tickets. I'm not road tripping for the.
I'm coming your way, Bob. I'm coming to Minneapolis. That's why we got an extra pair. But what do you got for us?
Oh, sweet. Just a take from a neo-pagan animist Buddhist with a pinch of Christian perspective.
Yes, sir.
What I really hate, this is my Friday grievance.
What you really hate, please continue.
When the politician people talk about religion, it's only Judaism, Islam, or Christianity. Nothing else matters in their heads. And it's like, come on. Christ hung out with the Buddhists, I think.
Yeah, and what about the Satanists? We always get left out. Bill from Oconomowoc.
Christianity.
You going to the Brewer game if I give you tickets, Bill? Bill, you blew the greatest chance ever. Now I'm giving these tickets away to, like, randos. Stick around, Pizza Box Mike at 7. 6 o'clock is Native Roots Radio. Keep it.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.